Hey, yo, this is your boy Enigma September. You're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. What's good? I got my man JC in the building. What's going on, fam?
Hey.
Anybody that know anything, this my bro. You know what I'm saying? We've been rolling tight for a good goddamn, 7 years?
Seven, eight years
or whatever.
We've been around each other like the past 20. Indirectly,
right
up in FAMU.
Chill, nigga. We're getting to that goddamn nigga jumping the gun and shit.
Well, I'm saying,
goddamn, nigga.
I'm excited.
Relax.
I'm excited.
We gonna get into that. Yo, pause. Relax. Yo,
shout out to the Rattlers.
Somebody excited. Oh yeah. Don't mind his hat. I'm a Rattler for life. Don't get it twisted. Anyway, yo, this is episode 41 of the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio supported by PAX Inc. Yo, shout out to my man Joe. Shout out to my man Pat. Appreciate everything y'all do. Y'all make sure to check out their podcast and all the other podcasts on their website at freedomtrainradio.com. Anyway, like I said earlier, got my man JC in the building. You know what I'm saying? The host of the Underground Railroad on WVFS 89.7 FM here in Tallahassee every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. doing his thing. He allowed me to come in and join the shenanigans. So, I decided to bring his punk ass up here, you know what I'm saying? Because he was begging me, like, why can't you be on the podcast? Why you ain't gonna put me on the podcast? Like, all right, my nigga, I'll let you shine, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you be at the radio station every Saturday, taking up all of my time.
Yo,
when it comes to your podcast, I don't get no invitation. You always plugging the podcast.
Damn right.
Talking about different guests.
Shameless.
Different topics y'all talking about.
Shameless.
Playing little clips of your podcast on the radio.
Shameless.
Show. And then only give you no invitation.
You'll be all right. You stop calling my ass when I'm doing the podcast. How about that?
Right.
They'll call me at 10:45 and ain't just.
I get some sex.
Anyway, yo, to all my YouTube viewers out there, remember to hit that like button, drop a comment, share, and more importantly, man, hit that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying, so you can get updates. It was crazy. When I logged in, it came up that I was live, so yeah, even I get them. So I make sure to do that. To my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Sep Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSep 927. It's EnigmaSept 927. So you can see our pretty faces on YouTube. Also, too, while you're on YouTube, man, y'all make sure to check out my man Big Low. You know what I'm saying? He got a page at YouTube.com/BigLowHipHop.
Shout out to Low.
No doubt. 850 Method Old Florida. He represents Florida just through and through. You can see about his ill coffee vlog. He dropped a video this week in regards to why Facebook is trash. Like Zach Morris.
Zach Morris is trash. I like that
choice.
Say by the bell.
Yeah. Say by the bell was like, Zach Morris is trash.
He was like the coolest dude.
Yeah, he was trash. Yeah, I watched it.
Who was your favorite character? Screech?
Ah, Lisa, nigga. I like the black chick. What the fuck you mean? You don't fuck my nose.
She like, she had a crush on me.
Yeah, nigga. I'm cool. Who didn't? All right, anyway. This nigga. Yo, also, check out the other past 40. We have 41 already. Crazy. Past 40 episodes of the Enigma Sep Hour, like I said before, at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You'll also find it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and pretty much any other podcast holder. Also, too, if you do find, or when you find the podcast on these podcast holders, make sure to hit that subscribe button there. So iTunes, you can subscribe. Google Podcasts, you can subscribe. So subscribe to the podcast so when it's posted on Monday, shout out to Pat, you'll get that notification and you can check us out. Again, feel free to hit me up. My YouTube page, I got all my information down below. Enigma Sep 9 on Twitter, Enigma Sep on Facebook, Enigma Sep on Instagram. Let me know what you think. You know what I mean? how I can improve, how I can get better. If it sucks, hey, whatever. Give me some feedback. Let me know what's good. So, again, just search The Enigma Step Hour or search Freedom Train Radio Presents The Enigma Step Hour on any of your streaming podcast apps. And boom, should be right there. So, also, yo, still looking for drops, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the same drops from my man Black Tarzan, Devon Deshaun, Mr. Gnarly. Appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for blessing your boy. But, yo, you want to get a drop on the show, JC? You know what I'm saying? Send me an MP3 at Enigma Stuff.
When? I sent this drop last year.
This nigga, last year. I wasn't even done a podcast last year. Anyway, send an MP3 to enigmastuff@gmail.com. State your name, you know what I'm saying, what you represent, and the tag. You are listening to the Enigma Stuff Hour. You got time, baby. You know what I mean? Put your little pizzazz, swag, whatever you want to do. We'll just go from there. So, anyway.
I'm just putting together planning for the show. If you give me a drop, I think you'll drop and never use it.
But I ain't get no drop. We'll see. If I got a drop from this nigga, you'll hear it on the next episode. I ain't going to put his own drop in his own shit.
So yeah, people treat you.
Yeah, this nigga. That's why I rock red. Anyway, so we're going to get to the first track. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Elijah Kenny, he was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. I'm going to drop that Dolo joint. Then we'll be right back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby. This is the Enigma Step Hour. It's your boy, Enigma September, sitting here chilling with my brother from another mother that he looked like. My man, JC. He's like your mama, my nigga. Hey,
my mama.
Everybody in podcast land, look at this nigga. If his mama had a beard and she cut her hair, like, that's what she going to look like.
Well, I look like a darker skinned version of my dad.
He's like your mama.
Some people say I look like
your daddy's head.
Like my dad.
Guess who's at a head, Paul, but you like your mom. Yeah.
A wonderful woman.
Yes, she is, man. Your mom's sweet. Your mom's sweet as pie, man. That's how it's AT mama. All right, let's get to this shenanigan. Make sure we got the speaker on.
Probably say that probably just blush.
What else?
My mom.
She watching?
Yeah.
We doing all this cussing?
That's on you.
God dang.
I'm following SEC rules.
Fuck SEC. Sorry, mom. You should have told me. She know what's up. She know, grown as hell. She's almost 40. What the hell we look like?
Except my mama.
Yeah, now we'll be cut to the rest of the podcast. Great. Yo, let's get to it. Like I mentioned before, all the songs that's being played on the podcast are going to be artists that's going to be at the Hip Hop Showcase this Friday, this Saturday, May 18th, 2019, at the Junction at Monroe. Be brought to you by Submersive Sound. Shout out to Dr. Lisa. The artist that will be featured is Dur James. I don't know French. I took Spanish, my nigga. Dur James. I'm going to go with Dur James. Hey. Man's right here, JC. My man, Super Y, coming down from Clemson. Trim Soul. KZ Gittem. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my man. He cut me up a few times. One Will. Chad Rhymes, who we did a couple weeks ago. Never Will Stop Deuce. And Elijah Kenny, who I just played his track. Also, DJ Full Effect will be on the ones and twos. So,
what's up, Full Effect?
Yo, if you're interested, you can check it out. Well, YouTube, if you're interested, that's going out tomorrow at the Junction. Now, podcast listeners, by the time you get this, it's going to be a wrap. Check my IG. I have some videos. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see how it went down. But listen to the live joint. See if you can make it out. Should be a dope joint. Yeah.
Will be.
Oh, this nigga. That's why you got to add me.
Will be.
Spice this shit up. You know, I got to be salt day in that bitch. Doing salt. This nigga. All right. Yo, we gonna look at hip hop. Shout out my man Therese Knockout. You know you celebrating Ramadan.
Ramadan, yeah.
Yeah. So my man can't eat on a day and crap.
I saw Malika, my brother.
I can't even say it. Praise Allah, that's all I got. I'm Allah. That's all I got. I can't talk. Y'all gonna realize this. Yo, beyond that, you know what I'm saying, maybe Allah is blessing my man. He was on TV. He appeared on a local station, WTXL. I think it was yesterday. I was trying to look for it, but 5 o'clock. Niggas just getting off work. I'm supposed to watch the 5 o'clock program. Trying to get off work. But yo, he was on there talking about essentially trying to get more rap acts to be invited to city-sponsored events. In particular, we got in Tallahassee, for those who don't know, we have this amphitheater in Cascade Park, which is a big park downtown.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And so they do certain shows or whatever. And particularly when they do little city shows like 4th of July or whatever kind of community event, they usually get either country or folk acts, you know what I'm saying?
Safe acts.
Safe acts, essentially. But ain't nothing safe, to be honest. So, Therese pretty much on a campaign to try to see if he can get more rap acts, and in particular, more local rap acts. You know what I mean? So, shout out to my man Therese for holding that flag. You know what I'm saying? The marathon continues, bro. Keep doing that.
For sure.
I forgot the little lady. Man, interviewed him.
What's up? Jada
Williams. Yes. Yep. So, shout out to Jada Williams for, you know what I'm saying, doing that piece. Big up the WTXL. Now, also, too, in local news, my man Rotoro came through UGR, you know what I'm saying, last Saturday, did it live, you know what I mean?
He killed it.
Yo, for real.
Live on air, he killed it. Like, I've been watching Rotoro in a lot of different cyphers and freestyling, from him freestyling to how he puts together his songs.
Word.
Like, as an artist, he's grown a lot, and right. He ain't even done.
Right.
Like, he still have, like, levels to go on what he's going to unleash on the world. Bro Thurl is like a really, really dope artist. Nothing but respect for that brother.
Word. So, I think he's going to post clips of it. He had the photographer with us.
Yeah.
So, I thought Mark and everybody else that was in the building, whatever, Full Effect. So, yeah. So, y'all can look out for that. Also, too, trying to think, what else? Tales of the Kingpin, too. Search that on all your streaming apps. Boom. So, shout out to my man, Rothor, for doing this thing. Shout out to JC. Put it together. You know what I'm saying? Give y'all live content on the radio. Again, for the FCC. You know what I mean? a man doing that.
Yeah, because we're the only radio station that can do that.
Y'all mad. Yeah, bitch. Y'all mad. This nigga blowing kisses. I'm doing all this shit. Yeah. Niggas gonna be like, what the fuck these niggas got going on?
I said it, bitch.
it looks funny when I see myself doing it. Bitch, what you gonna do? Alright, that's the last time. speaking of bitches and what you gonna do. Logic. Meg Thee Stallion and DJ Khaled all dropped new albums this week. Did you check any of these albums up? I don't think so. You don't got time.
Not with Logic.
Yeah.
I've heard about Khaled only because of the tribute with Nipsey.
Okay. Well, I did because I'm into hip hop. And just happened to have time because I got a new position at my job. I'm just training, so I had time to listen. All three projects were pretty good, in my opinion. If that's what you're looking for, I think you'll like it. My complaint with Logic is the same complaint I've always had. He's a dope rapper. He just sounds like everybody else. Rather, if he sounds like Drake, Kendrick, Big Sean, or J. Cole, that's just it. But
that's not good.
It's good and bad. I mean, he can rap. It's enjoyable, but he just don't have his own voice. But he
make him stand out.
Right. But he puts together a good project, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's Logic. I'll say this. I think he got a little ratchet on it. Because I don't think I ever heard him say the word bitch as much. That he was bitch throughout the whole thing. Like, I'm fucking these hoes. I was like, what the fuck? So, that was a different change. But other than that, it was a solid project. Same thing with Megan Thee Stallion. Kind of got into it with Chachi. Nothing serious, but we had a little back and forth on Twitter. It was dope. It was just, it kind of sounded like a super city chick, city girls album. Like, she can rap better than them. She can definitely rap. She got bars. But yes, I just heard a bunch of scamming niggas and I got the best pussy. That's what I got from it. Like, all right, cool. You know, so
limited.
Yeah, but I think from what I took from, especially with the exchange with Chachi, I think she's like just doing different sections, like, you know, different, each project has like a different personality. Mm-hmm. So I think that was just the theme for that project.
So it's like a concept project?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
So if that went over my head, then I got to give her props. She can rap. She still got a southern flow, so it's not like, but you know what I'm saying? She's putting some words together. She don't sound stupid.
Okay, well, she's putting like a series of different concepts together.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't know for sure. Those that know, let us know. But from what I got from, like I said, a little Twitter change I had with Chachi, it looks like that was just the theme of that album. But it was dope. Like I said, it was just sounded so much like City Girls on steroids. For better or for worse. And then also, too, with the Khaled album, it was a Khaled album. Take it how you will. If you like Khaled, you like this album. If you don't like Khaled, you're not going to like this album. Also,
I like Khaled.
Huh?
That's why I like Khaled.
Right. I watch ain't much of my father, McKenzie, nigga. How about that? Little boy, same age, my daughter. I think he's like a day younger. I think his kid, like a day or two younger than McKenzie, I think, what's the chick? Rob Kardashian in China. I think they do the same age as McKenzie. Weird shit. I'm broke, so it don't matter. also, too, like JC said, actually, Khaled dropped two albums, I mean, two videos today. He dropped, or both today, dropped one video, John Legend featuring Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues, West Coast.
Rest in peace, rest in power.
So, yo, my man looked terrific in the video. It was dope, kind of fit into how the mood of the culture right now in regards to Nipsey, so shout out to them. Hey, Kiana, using your real name.
Hey, baby. Ooh, I love you, Smurfy.
Who is Misty Harvey? You know who that is?
That's Smurfy's Peoples.
That'd be extra nice, huh? I can't even.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up.
Hey.
You might want to be on your best behavior.
Nah, she don't want no problem. Anyway, we're going to find out at night. but no, so that video was dope. What you thought about it, brother?
I haven't seen the video yet.
Man, what you doing, dog?
Working.
So? You got a lunch break?
Okay, on my lunch break, I go eat lunch.
And you watch the video at the same time? This nigga.
I'm sorry. I'm
whatever, dog.
Most of society.
Whatever. Yeah,
they're on their phone.
You got to represent for the West Coast, my nigga. I knew that video was out. You check it out, my nigga.
I have lyrics to remember when I go on stage.
You got, man, you got the same set you do every fucking week, my nigga. You know them
same set.
You know them shit.
It's not the same set.
You know them shit. You know them shit.
Says the guy only has 16 bars.
Damn right. Man, got to study that shit. I'm watching Nipsey Hussle. My man shining. I'm going to rep. Anyway. Also, too, Kelly, Jealous, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, Big Sean. Also, J-Lo. And J-Lo don't got no ass. I don't know what y'all talking about. They tried to show like she had ass, and nope. Ass is not there. She must have detached it or some shit.
A-Rod said, don't show that.
No, she showed it because it was like some pants that had like a thong. But that shit wasn't popping. She ain't no Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-mm. This ain't 2001, nigga. Ass gone. A-Rod came in late.
A-Rod's very happy with it, though.
Yeah, he didn't want that mouth. Anyway, shout out of, regarding the movies that's being dropped, Lil Nas X has finally dropped a video for Old Town Road. I thought shit was dope. I told JC earlier. Kind of took me back to the like, Hype William days because it was like kind of epic. The craziest shit is he got Ha Ha Davis of YouTube fame and like Chris Rock in like the same scene. Like they going back and forth. That was bugged out. I mean, it had the old and the new. I ain't gonna give out the entire treatment. It kind of makes sense. It was kind of symbolic in a sense. Like it was in the hood and they went to like some like bingo west country western place or whatever. So they kind of like merged it, but not like in a corny way though. It was corny in video sense, but it wasn't like they were trying to force it. So whoever did the video did a dope job. I don't think it's gonna hurt the numbers that are already astronomical. So shout out to Lil Nas X, shout out to Billy Ray Cyrus. And gonna ride my horse on the Old Town Road. Gonna ride. So I can't no more.
Kind of sound like a song.
You can't tell me nothing.
Shout out to my dad.
Can't tell me nothing.
And
he's still rocking to it. That shit universal, bro.
That's
only
play like
Lil Baby's listening to that song. Lil Baby's listening to that song. That song universal. Lil Nas. Well, that's a one hit wonder. You got one for him. I ain't mad. Wish you had me a one hit one. Wouldn't be in this motherfucking this nigga.
Can I make a confession?
What's up?
When that song first fucking being popular.
Yeah.
And I heard Lil Nas X. For some reason, I thought he had, like, some type of connection to Nas.
No, ain't no wrong with that. I think a lot of people probably thought, like, is he a Nas fan?
I still
want
to know, like, what the hell? Lil Nas, eh?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
So when I checked out a song, I'm like, oh, he don't rap like Nas.
Right, you see, he's a Lil Nas X, Nas X, Malcolm X, you like, oh, he finna come with something serious.
Yeah.
This thing came with a
corner. None of that.
Crack ass shit ever. Man, Lil Nas X. The hell? So, crack ass cracking. Speaking of crack ass crackers, Kanye and Kim have finally named their fourth child. So, of course, we know the first child is North. So, that's Northwest. And the second child is Saint Pablo. So, mm-hmm. Saint West. The third child, I forgot the middle name.
Chicago.
Chicago West. It sounds like some kind of designer store or some shit. So.
Like an airport parking lot.
Right? Yo, park over Chicago West, man. Parking lot 58. Yeah, yeah, over there. Get your ticket. They're going to tow your shit. So they decided to name their fourth child. And apparently the child, like JC, before you guys were here, joke, the child will not be able to go to Rutgers. Not be able to go to Compton High. We went to hood schools, and it was already hard with biblical names. Like, we got real biblical names, you know what I'm saying? Emmanuel, James, real biblical names. Shit you can find off top.
Well, you can find this off top.
You can find, yeah, you can find this off top. Everybody knows this name. How you cussing and talking about the Bible, E? I know. I'm going to E. The name, the baby, Psalm, right. I'm not a PK. Fuck y'all, I'm not a PK. It named the child Psalm West. Yes, Psalm, like the Bible, like the book before Proverbs. Nigga, help me. What wrong with this nigga? That's our boy. That's, I ain't named my child no Psalm. You gonna name your child Psalm?
Nope.
Song coming up.
Nope.
Song coming. That don't even. That's the other thing. Cummins. Psalms Cummins.
King James Cummins.
No, yeah. They ain't gonna do that. Yeah, I'm gonna say. Shout out to my my daughter auntie. She has had a baby, had a son, and his middle name is Kingsley. I thought that was dope.
Oh, yeah.
Kingsley is dope.
King.
Talk about Akita.
James.
I know you ain't watching, but talk about Akita. Anyway.
By the way, when you go to school and teachers call on them, they have to say, yes, King James.
Ain't going, first, they didn't call him King James. Second, Smurf ain't going with that shit. She's like, what, baby? What the fuck you talking about, nigga? I'm done. Anyway, we're going to go into the next shit. We're going to talk about the Rolling Loud shit, but y'all already know. Niggas got arrested. You can watch Joe Budden's podcast. He'll tell you about fucking what happened to Rolling Loud. Well, I will say this. Goddamn, yeah. Was it Kodak Black?
Oh, God.
That nigga need to sit down somewhere. He's doing too much. I don't know what the hell he got going on. Anyway.
Hey, to the OGs for Kodak Black, please talk to your youngin'. Your youngin' out here is doing a lot of foolish stuff. You're the OG. You're the big homie. Look out for him. Like, give him some good advice.
Yeah, well,
we can make that transition from a young man into an actual established man who will one day be an older gentleman in life, not just rap, not just music, not just entertainment, but in life.
He don't want to listen.
Drop some jewels on him.
He don't want to listen.
He's going to listen at some point.
Huh? Yeah. Life's going to tell his ass he's going to get smacked. Oh, shit. Okay, Keanu, you agreeing with the King James?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. My bad. Excuse me, King James, man. Hurry up, nigga. Let's get it popping. Y'all niggas ain't getting no younger. Mm. I said it. What? Get it done. Now. Anyway, we begin to this next joint. Fly shit. Fuck you, nigga. It's fly shit, my man Rothero and my man One Will. Again, One Will be on the he's on the bill for the show tomorrow, so we're gonna get into it. It's fly shit on the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
When I walk out the door, spin mid clean when I be on the scene. Pringle jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mid clean when I be on the scene. Pringle jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. I've been getting fresh before the age of five. First pair of James was the Jordan 5s. Swaggy like I'm dropping threes behind the line. be one of the illest spitting line for line. Dance stocks all through the shoe collection of mine. Yes, bring sir. Them out on occasion, every blue moon revived. Authentics never knock off, that shit there's a crime. That I never could commit in this lifetime of mine. I swear I struggle to keep up in need of a lifeline. I just chuckle at them chumps while I light up my line. I don't keep up with the Joneses, that ain't part of my vibe. You can be designed down and still the lamest alive. You can make a fool out yourself because of your pride. I don't really stress about it if I can't even buy it. And if I got the duckers, might say fuck it, go ahead and cop it. See this get fly shit's in my blood, I can't stop it. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prank on jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door.
Yeah.
Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prank on jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping.
Really just got fly for the corner store vibe. Tommy slides for the ride. Nigga, I'm just doing that while keeping it clean and keeping it G. Walked in the Julio and they already know what I need. He asked me two or three, don't even want the tax. Damn near got it for free. Tucked them in the fly duffel in the back of the whip pack, just in case I wanna switch my fit like Clark Kent for a rather suave event. It came with a scent that I'm wearing, she wanna whiff. Exclusive gift on my department store shit. I might as well change my kicks. Now I'm stick shifting on the cloud before they even touch the ground. Man, this fly shit that we living. Peppermints and lemons on the table after dinner. Young food critics in my compliments to the chef, cause the steak was tender. Homemade bib, keep my tea safe from the dripping.
Yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prank on jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prank on jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping.
All right, and we are back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. That was Fly Shit, One Will versus One Will and Thorough. I don't know who project that's on. We'll find out.
Yeah.
As if you heard. Anyway, we're going to get to the gist to why we're here. You know, interview this egghead ass nigga. Nigga head really look like an egg with a fucking beard. Oh, wait. I think JC is cute. Sigma, I forgive you. Sigma.
Hey, Ma.
Sigma, I forgive you because you are a Libra man. Right sign, wrong month. Love you anyway.
Hey, Ma. Love you.
Hey, yo. First of all, who is Sigma?
Who?
Who is Sigma? I'm talking.
She meant Enigma.
There ain't no blue over here.
I mean, she could have used the wrong feet.
It's all good. Don't hate on Libra. Ain't she a Libra?
She said right front or wrong butt.
Hey, whatever. Some of the Libras are the best. You know what I mean? Yeah, we got you. You know what it is. Hey, my future father-in-law said put some respect on his name.
Crook.
It ain't going to be his name, though. It ain't James. If his name was James, what, James John? That's how most people name James, his middle name John. James John for your old government.
You can't even do it. And I ain't telling you.
Don't be talking about my baby JJ. I'm missing a part of you.
I ain't no
I just hit the cloud. I can't interview you, nigga. You already know everything. God damn.
On the Underground Railroad, when the music is playing, this is the type of
this is what's going on. Yeah. I tried to capture it, but you know, it was a missed shoot.
You got rules.
FCC, fuck FCC. I can't say it now. I was just talking to your mama 2 minutes ago.
Thank you.
She said, Sigma is my name for you. What? What's going on, dog? Right. That's a California Libra stuff. I don't know what y'all got going on. A Cali Libra. Y'all got going on. I'm sorry. Right. Hey, for real. Mama was more in. What you was saying? Well, hey, you know what, Mama? You're right, because JC is cute, because he look like you, and you are a beautiful woman. So thank you for blessing us with this cute little boy. You got your daddy head. That's why you like an egghead. Yeah. All right, Paul. All of that. All right, let's get to the shenanigans, bro. All right. Glad you can finally get to the podcast.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. So go ahead and start crying about how you died 6 years ago. Go ahead. We know the story. Let the people know.
I was out at a party. A spot called Top Flight. Was celebrating a birthday of the homie Marcus. He's actually celebrating his birthday right now at Play. Shout out to you, Playboy. Happy birthday. Also, no. Not out there.
When y'all make those drive?
I will go down there. Go.
Well, you crazy. What?
Also celebrating the graduation of a homie Wildebeest. You know what I'm saying? He was leaving Tallahassee and going to Oklahoma. You know, and just celebrating with those two gentlemen as they moved in different phases of their life. And on my way home, no music, had an accident and went out the car window. And was unconscious for 3 days. Family and friends, my mom, my dad, stepmom, you know what I'm saying, countless people here in Tallahassee came to give me support.
Right.
And use all that spiritual energy, use the power of G-O-D, God, and put me back together. Dr. Stiles was going to be paralyzed. Brain dead. I was going to need, like, a lot of surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm here. So, yeah, that happened 6 years ago. As a matter of fact, today is May 17th. It was a Friday night going into Saturday.
That's it. Yep.
So, all right, I think it was 2:17. That will officially make it six years since the accident.
Dang, I remember that shit too. I was celebrating my sister's 30th birthday, putting a party together, and nigga Dermal hit me up. Was like, nigga JC at the hospital. I don't know if he's gonna make it. That's how Dermal sounds too. Nigga JC in the hospital. I don't know if he's gonna make it. It's like, what the? I'm all emotional, like, yo, I'm a dog straight. You know what I'm saying? But
I ain't know I was gonna make it.
Right. At that time, I was like, all right, let me handle my sister's joint. And then,
That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary. Man.
But thank you to everybody that supported me through that phase of my life that helped me get myself back together, you know what I'm saying, mentally, spiritually, physically, you know, the prayers, the gestures, the words, the time spent. Money spent, all that stuff, you know, I'm forever grateful. Even though there were some people who were in my life during that process,
right,
who aren't necessarily there anymore, I still am appreciative, you know what I'm saying, of the efforts, you know what I'm saying, and wish them nothing but the best. Unfortunately, you know, some people can be a part of your history, but they just not a part of your destiny.
They can be on this podcast, though. But I don't give a fuck. Anyway. Just to tell you, though. I might do that. Yeah. Anyway.
Which one the best? I ain't got no ill
feelings. No ill feelings. I know. No respect, though. So, yo, mama still in here? Mama, you remember when this fool was talking about you trying to show his dick? You remember that?
Oh,
I remember. Dog, that was what you was doing, dog. That's what I remember. I'm going to meet your mama for the first time. You like, I got a big dick. Ooh, look, I'm like, what the fuck? What? What's going on? Yeah, I didn't even know you like that. I'm like trying to focus in your mama eyes, like I'm not gonna pay attention to this dude. I mean, were you still in the wheelchair at the time?
Yeah.
You was out of there, bro. It's a mannequin. Oh shoot! I didn't want to know if mama remember that, because I remember that. Yeah, but regardless, bro. Yeah, you was acting ass, bro. Maybe when I kind of shenanigans I'll be into. I don't give a fuck.
Morphine.
I need some of that morphine. Let me let go.
That morphine. Oh my.
The content you guys would get. If I was on whatever JC was on at the time, this would be a lively podcast. Right. Yo, this nigga said last night. So what since then, man, like what lessons have you learned?
One, being a lot more responsible in how I handle my social life.
Word.
Realizing that sometimes you do not need to just be on the social scene just for the sake of being on the social scene. Because the people who you really, really mess with, who you really, really vibe with, they know that you support them nonetheless.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to go out of your way for the party and useless shenanigans that can have some very ruthless results at times. I've learned a whole lot about how the brain works.
Right.
I've learned a whole lot about meditation and having calmness,
mm-hmm.
Being present, you know what I'm saying, in the moment. And kind of like just like rebuilding myself.
Right.
You know, I tell a lot of people when I celebrate these anniversaries, it's more than just, oh, yeah, I survived an accident. A part of me died in that accident, but a part of me that died, it needed to go.
Right. Right.
Almost like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. There are some things that I need to change inside of my life so that I could get to the next phase, the next chapter. And that's what happened, because since then, you know, my vision, my outlook on life has gotten like a lot more sharper.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the relationships that were maintained, or new relationships, or old relationships, hey baby, you know what I'm saying, that got rekindled, you know what I'm saying, got a lot more deeper and a lot more richer.
Right.
Instead of just being, oh yeah, we at the club taking shots.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just wild. Right. Now, like, it got real, real, real deep, real, real rich, almost like soul food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With the interactions that I've been having with people since that accident. But it doesn't come unless I'm on that ground. So everything happens for a reason.
Right.
I never wanted to happen like that. But
right. And I was about to ask, like, you know, people usually ask that question, like, you know, if you go back and change things, if you change it. So essentially, from what stemmed from the accident, I'm thinking the answer would be that you wouldn't change it, despite the struggle that you had to go through.
You ever seen the movie Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah.
All right, remember dude got beat up?
Right.
And they had to, like, wrap him up and stuff like
right,
that?
Right.
But they said it kind of needed to happen, so his chi could move freely through
right.
his body. Same thing.
Right.
Sorry,
all right, no doubt. How has it, you know what I'm saying, since you got you on here? Shout out to mom. What she said, I remember everything. Everything. What she said, bottom line, God is so good.
GLD.
Yeah. Sorry, my mama. So my mama would say, maybe it's a mother thing. What about I say? Sorry, I can still. So in regards to, because, you know, you are a rapper sometimes when you want to be.
Yeah.
how is that reflected in your music?
A lot more willing to be personal.
Yeah.
In my lyrics.
Yeah.
Of course, for people that know me with my artistry, you know, I've always been a writer, writing poetry. Of course, my mom knows this. You know what I'm saying? Used to have like a little poetry book. Used to write in it constantly. You know what I'm saying? As my way of artistic expression.
Right.
But it was really just something like to keep to myself. It wasn't really to share like with the world.
Right.
However, getting into the accident, and now I can take that same artistic approach as far as like rhyming words and painting a picture. But now I can actually paint a picture of some real tragic things that I've actually gone through. Right. Not necessarily, doesn't always have to just be that accident. There's other things, you know what I'm saying, that's in my memory.
Right.
That I can put like in a song that a complete stranger can relate to.
Right.
Or it's like, oh man, I needed to hear that because it got me through something. Like I've actually had people come up to me after performances and say, yo, that verse that you did on that song, man, I went through that exact same thing.
Right.
I appreciate you giving it a voice because that's something that I never told anybody.
Right.
So, like, when you hear that and you make, like, a connection with, like, a complete stranger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all want to make money. Yeah, we all want to, you know, be on the billboards. Yeah, see all that stuff. Like, when you really make a connection with another person.
Yep.
Based on just something that you're doing out of pure love,
right?
That's like the ultimate reward.
Word. Yeah, I definitely agree with that, bro. And you do. I mean, I've seen at least what I know. Your music definitely has gotten a lot more introspective, a lot stronger, or whatever. And yeah, I can respect you for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So speaking of, we're gonna go ahead and get into it. We can go ahead and play his tracks so y'all can see what this man sound like. And then we're going to come back and see what he got planned for the rest of his life since he survived the craziness in the world.
Yeah, it was a craziness.
Woo! Man. So, yeah, we're going to drop Cali Beeman, West Coast. And then we're going to drop, what's the other joint?
Feel it,
that's right. So, Cali Beeman and Feel It here live on the Nick What's Up Hour. You got time, baby.
Patrice O'Neal, that's some power, count.
What up, Jesse? What up, Jesse? What up? Yeah. Hey, y'all, we in the studio. That was for practice. For sure. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah. What up? Yeah. Taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah. Okay, low riders with the candy paint.
Cap 6 sense activated, let's get it cracking. Okay. On a magic mountain with a 6-flag attraction. Oakland Athletics, so let me do my thing. Heard the world still sleeping on this California king. Lived around the bloods with the school with the crips. Study hard and play ball, so my nigga don't trip. Just a good kid from the West Coast, Gotham. Learned a lot from the operation from the bottom. Yeah. Growing up, you had to get it down without a flaw. When my uncle had his blue 6-4 on the shawl. And this Dr. J can't forget about the Bay. Yeah, it's in my DNA, I know the rich man. Way. Hey! Blunt chronic seed planted. Gotta carry on cause the Oscar was a granted. 2, the train of thought, pure art. So how do you really want it? Y'all to mention what the fuck, babe?
FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast. Low riders with the candy paint. Tell me
how you feel when you taking out a breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey. Once again with the hits on deck, and like a stack of cards, man, I like to stack my checks. And I'm a nigga with an attitude, catch me out of altitude, seven hills with rattles move. Put yourself inside my shoes, I ride to be no interlude. Low rider, fuck a coupe, I know that gang life was meant to protect black life. Put my brothers against each other, sisters and mothers hugging morning. Spar with for my niggas in the morning. Ghetto lullaby for rappers trying to get a holler. Neo-Nazi wanna war, I welcome you to try. Honey's waving at me every time I'm riding by. Never liked your vibe, so wasted, don't you see the signs? But regardless, keep it warm more than 99. So I never been to Cali, everything will come in time. When I came up by my mama, yeah, she knew I was divine. JC plus me be the guy, we MCs look.
FLA to the West Coast, low riders with the candy canes. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Yeah. FLA to the West Coast, low riders with the candy canes. Tell me how you feel when you taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah. What up? Yeah, taking all the breeze from those California trees. What up? Hey, what up? Yeah. Okay, low riders with the candy paint, candy paint.
One thing I learned about this game early is it's a lonely game. It's a lonely journey. It's really hard. It's one of them things, it's like, this shit is a dream. And, you know, you ever try to, dreams are something you do by yourself. You ever have a dream and then try to tell somebody the dream you had? You wake up and be like, hey, here's what I was dreaming. And they be like, really, really? So unicorns and then what happened? That's the same thing as saying, I want to do something besides be what's already planned out. Plumber, doctor, lawyer, you know, dentist, there's a plan. This thing here is like a leap of faith and you just keep falling. Now, to answer your question, what I'm trying to do is be righteous. And when I say righteous, I don't mean God, you know, God righteous. I mean, just when I wake up, I know I was honest to myself. You know what I mean?
To the max, while feeling calm and relaxed. As I sink into the track, my voice work like a sax. Style like Miles when I gotta talk to the crowd. With this verbal intercourse, cause they know when I'm willing to doubt. The magic stick I'm calling, my pen is moving again. And let the others play your character, I don't need to pretend. And you can surf the waves that my brains brew. Putting on for the city, sorta like the Saints do. And I'm a saint too, everything I paint true. To anyone that ever gave me help, here's a thank you. Nope, nothing but love on this boat. No time for the beef, I heard it can make you choke. These rhymes like waiting, it's only right that I push it. Can't hate all cops just cause a couple are crooked. This the light those living in the dark seek. On any beat, well I gotta let my heart speak. Deep, with that Ali reach. Peep, when the mode go beast. The valley hills as well as the streets influence the speech. Armed with a technique that I'm really about to release. I'm showing my teeth while you're hearing the roar of a lion. Share that is rare with words put in the air on top of my square. And while I'm holding my pair, I'm about to take a wear the others would never dare. Every second counts when I truly get in this zone. And I'm on my call of duty when using a microphone. With one life being all I could be, and I gotta give you something to see. Much props if you're making your moves, and I hope that you're feeling the groove. With one life being all I could be, and I gotta give you something to see. Much props if you're making your moves, and I hope that you're feeling the groove. Another gear, about to take it to another gear. Word back home is that a bullet took another peer. Pouring out so much liquor that the ground drunk. Plus I got a blueprint that can make the town jump. Non-stop ball for the love of hip-hop. Gotta keep it fresh like the inside of a Ziploc. With this common sense, it's only right a pile. Green bars hot like the food that's at Buffalo Wild Wings. Big goals and I gotta go and get it, dog. Lyrics hitting like it was a Roman Pope monologue. Ride along cause you know the art is so prone. Chip on my shoulder, yes indeed it be a cold stone. In a zone 2-3 on this MIC to my END. I'll be bringing this type of energy. What you think would happen given the pen to me? With the tendency that be rooted in Tennessee. Maybe I should talk about the swag.
pull another dime piece with that ass. Better yet, have I'm really getting the cash while I'm on another level with Louie up on my glass. Mind too fast to only stick to that task. If that's all that you got, you're only making me laugh. And I gotta take it to the deeper abyss for mothers buying one sticker for a family of six. And that's all they getting for dinner. Can you relate? Think about that when you speak of blowing your cake. And I ain't trying to hate, I'm hoping your life's great, but I got no time for the fake. With one life being all I could be, and I gotta give you something to see. Much props if you're making your moves, and I hope that you're feeling the groove. With one life being all I could be, and I gotta give you something to see. Much props if you're making your moves, and I hope that you're feeling the groove.
This is the Enigma Stuff Hour, and we're back with JC. And if he has a daughter, his daughter's going to like his mother.
I'll take that.
Yeah. And this is going to be crazy, dog, because, like, you're going to see her, and you're going to be like, yo, like, because she like your mama, like, it's going to be, I love, like, it's extra, because you're going to be like, yo, like, this is my mama all over again. You know what I mean?
Hey, you look like my mom.
What happened to my tapes that you threw out? I wear my biggie tape. You want Baba? I got my tape back. Doris?
I'm like, yeah!
Oh, my bad. My bad. Yeah, I have a girl. What's her name? You already got King James.
I like Jasmine. But I have a cousin named Jasmine. And I already know that she's going to think that I'm naming my daughter after her. I really like that name. I really like the name, Jeff.
Like regular Jeff? You going to tell me? You going to get hood with it?
No.
S-Z-Z?
No.
L-O-Y?
No.
I don't know my sister. What's he at? Jazzy Ann? It's like J-A-Z-Z-A-Y-A-N.
No.
I hope she don't do that.
I like
Jasmine as my niece.
I like Jasmine. What?
Jasmine what? Why can't be Queen Jasmine?
I don't know. I mean, if I have a daughter, that would have to be a collaboration with me and Smurfy. Me and the Queen.
You know,
and
baby Queen Smurfy.
Talk
Queen Smurfy Cummings.
I don't know if that would work.
Queen Smurfy Doris Cummings. We gotta represent mom. Yeah, hey, boom, Queen Doris, what? Yeah, that's what we're doing. Ha. Yeah, Smurfy, you can be mad, whatever. It is what it is. Nick Ma already figured y'all daughter name out. Queen Doris Cummings. That's it.
What in the world going on?
Oh. Because you came up with that doesn't mean that we have to accept that.
Don't matter. It's in the books. It's in the books. Baby gonna look like your mama. Should be named after mama, but call her Queen, so when they call her, they're gonna call her Queen all the time. Same logic you had with King James. Come on.
Okay.
Let's see. It would be a name with a great meaning. It's his mama's name. Queen Doris Cummings. That's her name. Boom. It's over. It's a wrap. I got it done with y'all. I don't have to worry about that piece of furniture anymore.
You're not naming our child.
I already did. King James or Queen Doris. That's it. You don't have to worry about it no more. Y'all just got to get to it. Just get to it.
Of all people, you are not naming your
child. Get to it. No, I had her. Hey, chill out. Relax. Hush your mouth. Because I'll find disrespect. I'll box your ass.
Thank you.
Don't be disrespectful.
Deontay Wilder. It's
the only sport you can kill a man you get away with. This nigga. All right. Let's wrap this up, man. got the show tomorrow. That then you have to box me. I ain't worried about you, Kiana.
You not gonna touch my queen?
I know. Ain't worried about you. You're gonna be able to touch me. I'm too fast. You think I'm slow? No, mama. Yo, mama said take her name. My God dang.
Ha.
Man. All right, we can't do Queen Kiana. Can't have two Q Cummings.
They ain't on fly.
Why are you trying to name our child?
Queen Kiana with a K.
Why are you trying to name our child?
Because I'm a Libra. That's what we do. We think about stuff. Me and Critical.
All right, well, think about this after the podcast.
Just thank you. Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We got the show at the Junction.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Doors open, 9 o'clock. It's going to be like some dope performances going on. We got Elijah King. You know what I'm saying? We have Trim Soul. We got DJ Full Effect on the ones and twos. This guy will be jumping on stage. You know what I'm saying? Kicking a verse. We got like a bunch of other people. I just don't know them off the top of my head.
KZ, get them. Juan Will. What's the other guy?
Yeah, at least I always told somebody another one. She got a flex. Like,
oh, I know other rappers.
This is horrible. We're on a podcast live.
Got Duke James. Got
my
man Y.
Got
my man Chad.
Yeah,
how did
you forget about Y? We couldn't remember one letter.
I wanted to invite him over here. I should have. Because he was on a podcast. But
One Wheel. Chad Rhymes.
Yeah, that's my man. All right. Anyway, how can the people get in contact with you, bro?
Say it loud, say it loud.
Every Saturday, 5 to 8, you can contact me at 850-644-1837. That is 850-644-1VFS. That's when we are live on air for the Underground Railroad. 29 years and counting.
Guys, this hip-hop. Is twisted. We haven't been on the show for 29
no,
years.
No, we haven't.
We haven't been on that.
That's how
our
show
yeah.
has been on air.
Imagine we've been rocking since third grade.
29 years. What?
Imagine we've been rocking since third grade.
I know, right?
With kids. Hey, I'm going to get this run down through today.
But on all social media platforms, you can always contact me at j._SEE, which of course is JC, my stage name, and what most people do know me as. If you want to reach me on Facebook, you can always just catch me by the government, James Cummings. Simple and plain.
What?
I said all social media platforms, JC.
Okay. All right, because actually it's J_C_County, but.
J._SEE.
And on Twitter.
_Cali. Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Yeah, I'm telling you what your name.
If you have Jay,
I'm telling you what your daughter name gonna be.
SEE. I'm going to come up.
Name gonna be. I'm sorry, Miss Doris. Queen Doris Cummings. That's her name. Mm. How about that? Yeah. I said it.
Okay. You talk about how our co-reliever got attitude. You gonna make her unleash on you?
Right. Both of them. Both of y'all get clapped though.
No.
Right. Right. This nigga gonna get toe up. Yeah, I told Leroy, then they from Cali. Yeah. I ain't going to your wedding. Let me go hide out somewhere. You get beat up. Yeah, any last words, bro?
For anybody out there, if you have an interest in a craft, if you have an interest in a field, apply yourself. You never know what door that may open and what that door could lead to. Myself, by no means did I ever imagine that I would be hosting a radio show. By no means did I ever imagine that I would be on stage performing with other dope acts. I never imagined even crossing paths with some of the people that I've met being on this planet. But it's because I live my life in a way where I'm always involved with things that I really care about and that I'm really passionate about. And because of that, you can call it God, you can call it luck, you can call it personal legend for people who read The Alchemist, you can call it, you know, just how things manifest, how life does unfold.
everything has been connected like a picture. You know what I'm saying? That's gotten me to the next phase, the next stage, the next chapter of my life. And that's all based upon being passionate about everything that I do. I'm not trying to fake anything. Relationships, conversations, music, when I'm playing music at the radio station, everything is done for a purpose. Everything is meant for progression and moving forward out of respect, out of love. So find that one thing, and trust me, that rabbit hole, it gets deep.
Oh, well, no, let's go, bro. Appreciate you. Yo, anybody out there, podcast land, again, you got to make sure you check out the YouTube joint at youtube.com/enigmaself927. Those in YouTube land, you can check the podcast out. It'll be out this Monday at freedomtrainradio.com. Also, too, any of your streaming podcast apps that you use, just put in the Nick Myself Hour or Freedom Train Radio Presents the Nick Myself Hour. What else? Also, any artists want to get on, you can always holler at me at enigmaself@gmail.com. That's enigmaself@gmail.com. Get at your boy. We can set up interview.
Speaking of, who do we have next? Let's see. Let's look at the magic wheel of guests.
Next week we got Ray Benson, so should be dope.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Ray Hooper. So it might be a premiere.
Because work on the court.
Won't be cussing as much next podcast. While we get it out now, motherfucker.
Yo, also, too, yo, if you want to donate to the Nick Myself Hour, you want some ducats, so, you know what I'm saying, we can improve some things.
Got real a dollar. Free.
What?
I got a dollar.
Hey, send that dollar to the Cash App.
I can't donate the dollar to
dollar sign on camera? Nick Myself.
Huh? I just want to give you the dollar on camera. Show that I donated.
Let's go. What's up?
Look, everybody, the guest is donating to the show.
Appreciate you. Hey, we got our first dollar. So ain't nobody hit me up on Cash App yet. So boom, appreciate you, fam.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Go get this honey bun real quick. So, but no, seriously, you know, if you want to donate, you know, what I'm saying, hit me up. Dollar sign, Nick Myself again, just so I can try to improve, do some things around here. Ain't too ashamed to beg. Ain't on my knees, so I'm good. Anyway. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate JC for coming through. You know what I'm saying? This is my brother. All the clowning in the day. I love this man. You know what I'm saying? He'll help me down. So, ain't nothing but love. So, this is what we're doing. Shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to Smurfy.
Love you, baby.
Lovely, lovely lady.
Hey, mom. Love you.
His wife. Yeah. Mother Doris, she came through, and everybody else that fell through, man, and viewed the live chat. So,
much respect.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all. But we're going to get up out of here. I'm sleepy. Y'all can see it in my eyes. Been up all day. Been a long day. So this is the Enigma Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Yo, I rap because Big said it was all a dream. Made a fat nigga think that he can become king. I rap for Big Boy, I rap for Andre. I rap because the South still got something to say. I rap because these motherfuckers stay asleep. I got all of this heat and they still counting sheep. I rap because my thoughts keep me up at night. I rap because these silly niggas know that I'm nice. I rap for the pleasure, I rap for the pain. I rap because I said I never fucking rap again. I rap because Outlaw gave me the hookup. I rap because...